brush up on your pop culture knowledge for Netherworld's ongoing, fiercely competitive trivia night every Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. sharp. There are prizes each week for the top three teams, so you've got to be current on your movie, TV, games, and general weird stuff knowledge. Register your team online weekly at trivia.netherworldarcade.com. Netherworld is a proud sponsor of 4ZZZ.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Jessica, Arissa and Grace with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a man has suffered serious injuries following an explosion at a Gold Coast duplex. Emergency services arrived at the Coomera residence on Monday afternoon to find it engulfed in flames. The man, who was covered in significant burns, was transported to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital under police escort. A woman was also taken to the Gold Coast University Hospital in a stable condition, but was treated for smoke inhalation and presumed back injury. A firefighter was also taken to the same hospital after suffering minor injuries. Local police have established a crime scene and are treating the fire as suspicious.
Queen Street's most famous Maya Centre has been renamed to Uptown. Maya's five-story department store marked its last business yesterday. Throughout its 35-year history, the store has housed its own amusement park and finally faced the retail apocalypse of the COVID-19 pandemic.
A flight to Bali has been diverted to Darwin after three men allegedly became unruly after getting drunk from duty-free alcohol. The flight crew had asked the three Brisbane men to move from their emergency seats over concerns that they would not be able to assist in the event of emergency. After refusing to move, the trio proceeded to drink the alcohol they brought on board and became increasingly rowdy, with one man even being accused of vaping. The pilot made the decision to divert to Darwin as a result of their disruptive behaviour. AFP officers escorted them off the flight upon landing, and the men now face several fines.
In national news, the extinct Tasmanian tiger is found to be closer to carnivorous marsupials, despite its similar appearance with wolves, according to a study on its brain cell. University of Queensland biologist Radigo Suresh compared its brain cell with other 34 species of mammals and discovered the cellular organization of a Tasmanian tiger is similar to that of other carnivorous marsupials. The Tasmanian tiger was Australia's largest carnivorous marsupial before its extinction in the early mid-20th century, mainly due to hunting.
Overseas-trained doctors may be given a head start as Australia's workforce crisis is expected to worsen. Hundreds of foreign-trained doctors in Australia were unable to work during the pandemic because of the complicated and expensive system for approving international medical graduates to work locally. It spurred the federal government to launch in September a fast review of regulatory settings for health professionals, which will be headed independently by former New South Wales Health Secretary Robin Kruk. In international news, border blades forced evacuations in Canada. According to the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Centre, over 1,000 wildfires are now raging across Canada, with 664 classified as out of control. British Columbia, the country's westernmost province, is home to one-third of the fires. Fires in eastern Canada earlier this year emitted massive clouds of smoke over areas with high populations, dramatically worsening air quality in eastern and central North America.
For your weather, Brisbane is currently 17 degrees, with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news of 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.